This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Britain's shadow home secretary said Thursday that Julian Assange was not being pursued to protect U.S. national security, but for exposing wrongdoing by U.S. administrations. Diane Abbott spoke Thursday in Parliament.
Julian Assange is not being pursued to protect U.S. national security. He is being pursued because he has exposed wrongdoing by U.S. administrations and their military forces.
Meanwhile, the current Home Secretary, Sajid Javid, disagreed.
Who we should remember wants to be the Home Secretary is suggesting that we should not apply the rule of law to an individual. That's right, she's disagreeing sitting from her position, but she is implying, she's saying actually quite clearly that Mr. Assange should be not subject to UK law, and that is something that should worry any British citizen should she ever become Home Secretary.
The leader of Britain's opposition Labour Party, Jeremy Corbyn, meanwhile said the government should oppose the extradition of Assange to the United States. A powerful bomb ripped through a marketplace Friday morning in southwestern Pakistan, killing at least 18 people and wounding 48 others. Police officials said an explosive device planted in a shop caused the blast in a Shiite Muslim-dominated part of Quetta, the capital of Baluchistan province. Gunmen in Kenya have kidnapped two Cuban doctors working in Mandera after shooting dead the police officer assigned to guard them. Officials say they suspect the kidnappers are members of the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab group. Charles Owen is a police spokesperson.
Along the way, they were blocked by two Probox cars. Unfortunately, the administration police officer was shot and fatally wounded. The criminals commandeered the car and the occupants across the border to Somalia.
This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton on Thursday gave his analysis of this week's elections in Israel. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his Likud party were able to cling to power in Tuesday's vote after close competition from former Israeli Army Chief of Staff Benny Gantz.
First of all, the coalition that ran against him were two former generals and Yair Lapid, who was well known, but the other guys weren't. And they put together a remarkable campaign, and together they basically constitute the base of what was the Labor Party when it was alive and well. And I think this means that the debate will go on, and that's not a bad thing.
Clinton spoke about the election at an event in New York for his wife Hillary Clinton's speaking tour. The Taliban says it has temporarily stopped the International Committee of the Red Cross and the World Health Organization from carrying out relief work in the areas it controls in Afghanistan, and it has revoked security guarantees for their staff. WHO spokesman Tariq Jasarevich.
Access to health services is a basic human right for all Afghan people, and we are committed to ensure access to health services for everybody living throughout the country. We call upon all parties to ensure the neutrality of health interventions and protection of health workers.
The Islamist insurgent group alleged in a statement Thursday that it has found WHO staff involved in what they call some suspicious activities during vaccination campaigns, and that the ICRC failed to practically implement pledges given to the Taliban. The statement did not elaborate. Protest leaders and analysts predict more change as Sudan adjusts to a new reality without the president who's led the country for three decades. On national television, Defense Minister Awad Ibnouf announced that the military had staged a coup, ousting President Omar al-Bashir. The minister asked for a return to calm and said the military would close Sudanese borders until further notice. Benny Gidioni is the South Sudan Human Rights Commissioner.
My personal feeling that is leaving is that on one hand, the godfather of the allied militia groups in the south is growing. And therefore, time has come for new political actors in the Sudan who must be interested to see into that South Sudan is stable.
And North Korea's Supreme People's Assembly re-elected leader Kim Jong-un as chairman of the State Affairs Commission yesterday. North Korea's Central News Agency reported Friday that 35-year-old Kim was re-elected because of his outstanding ideological and theoretical wisdom. Joe Palca, VOA News.